Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as somebody in the healthcare industry, I am very, very embarrassed and I'm very ashamed at what our industry is doing. And it's just another example of how nobody has your back. It doesn't matter if you're in academia, it doesn't matter if you're in marketing, Wall Street, healthcare, no one has your back. And let me first say to anybody who risked their lives and were hospital workers, and busted their butts month after month. And it's been, 20 months for the pandemic? Thank you. And not only a heartfelt thank you, but let them keep their job for crying out loud. So there's these headlines that hospital systems are bragging about how they canned unvaccinated workers. And you see people who are just, fiends for, this whole, everybody kind of follow in line, they're rejoicing over, fire their asses. And do you realize that these people gave their lives for us? And they've been asking to show that those 20 months might have given them some immunity. Well, let them do weekly blood tests if they want to show their immunity. But we fired people in our industry who have been there since day one because they didn't follow the mandate or fall into line. And I keep hearing people say, well, yeah, but unvaccinated people will spread the virus. Yeah, but we have now evidence that vaccinated people do too. I mean, why do you think the CDC has people in masks? Because they learned that vaccinated people are spreading it also. So if the mandate is really about, we want to make sure you have immunity, why the hell aren't we allowing healthcare workers to show their immunity? Now, I explained how we've been told and how your natural immunity will wane. And so even if you were exposed, that the natural immunity might not be there. It might wane. But this is the same, fiscal quarter as we've been learning that your vaccine immunity is waning also. So the vaccine immunity is waning. Then why not let the people who have been exposed naturally, show us their antibodies if they want to. Because if you have a vaccinated individual whose immunity is waning and a unvaccinated with higher immunity, who do you want next to the patients? You see, this is where the medical industry is shooting themselves in the foot and looking like hypocrites. You hear, for example, this healthcare firm, Novant Health, has fired about 200 employees. Nurses, doctors, custodians, anybody that is there to keep, those people healthy. And if all somebody has to do is show that one of the, mind you, I'm vaccinated, but if my, and I never got COVID, but if my immunity is less than somebody who has natural antibodies, who should be with the patients? They're going to let me because I've been vaccinated. Oh, Dr. Dahlia got the vaccine, so she could go and take care of patients, but you, rather than you doing a desk job, you get fired. It's what's wrong with that? And why aren't doctors and nurses and clinicians outraged by this? A vaccinated person with less immunity to somebody who was exposed for 20 months gets the job. That makes no sense. What are you guys trying to do? This is why people think it's about control. I got the vaccine because I didn't want to get COVID. I wear a mask because I don't want to spit on somebody. My producers at GCN is in another state, so I don't spit on them. Okay? I mean, we distance. There are things we do. But I wasn't in the hospital. Which, by the way, any of you guys that were not hospital workers, that were not on the front line, and are weighing in on if hospitals should fire the staff, you might want to sit this one out. You really might want to sit this one out. But any of you guys on the front line that have more immunity to COVID than me with my vaccine, for the love of God, be there for the patients and thank you. But if you're trying to convince me that somebody with higher natural immunity than my vaccinated immunity is more of a risk to somebody, you better show me, as well as patients, as well as, I guess, anybody who was about to risk their life for this industry, a little bit more science. And I get it. All the doctors and the big medical groups had to fall in line. There's politics, and I get that. You know, trying to reach herd immunity needs everybody on board. But do you realize what you signed up for? Your colleagues, who were the only ones in this whole entire country who wanted to hold people in their last moments of life, are the ones you're firing? I could get a job at a hospital. Me never having had COVID and having been vaccinated, I could get a job at a hospital. Yet you, who busted your ass, who's been dealing with COVID for 20 months and has some level of antibodies that nobody will allow you to show, you get fired? Uh-uh. Who the hell's going to want to go into medicine now? That's ridiculous. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Upper tract urothelial cancer is a rare and difficult to treat cancer occurring in the lining of the kidneys or ureters. An estimated 6,000 to 7,000 Americans are diagnosed with the disease each year, which most commonly affects men over the age of 70. Low-grade UTUC, or LGUTUC, is typically not as aggressive and slower to spread, but it is a serious condition that will worsen if left untreated. Treatment often involves multiple surgeries and the removal of the entire kidney, which may lead to long-term issues and complications for this older patient population. It's best to speak to a physician about available options, including a non-surgical treatment approach that may help spare the kidney. Carl Domas has been living with LGUTUC since 2020.
It's important to stay informed and understand that kidney removal may not be your only option. I am so happy that I spoke to my doctor and would encourage others living with LGUTUC to do the same, so they can learn about associated risk factors and best maintain their urological health.
September is Urology Awareness Month. It's important to identify symptoms and talk to your doctor today. Sponsored by Urogen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. My question to any of you is, for any of you that are getting fired, whatever industry you're in, because of the vaccine mandate, what is happening in terms of you being able to get other employment or unemployment benefits? I'd like to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I had predicted that 1-877-DOC-DALLY or 1-877-362-3254. I had predicted that because of the unemployment coffers, the unemployment insurance coffers, and because many governors, I think it depends on where you live, many governors are falling in line with the mandate and what Biden wants, that they're not going to incentivize people to not go to work. We have a pretty bad labor shortage. So if somebody says that they're not going to vaccinate, you know, are they going to be able to use that as an excuse to get unemployment insurance? And so I had kind of predicted that what most public officials would probably do is prevent unvaccinated people getting fired from getting unemployment. I can't say that for a fact, but I'd like to hear from you guys what you're seeing. We are hearing that in New York, that looks like is probably going to be the case. So as you know, thousands of healthcare workers, hospital, adult care, long-term workers are facing termination because they aren't getting vaccinated. And the question is are they going to be able to collect unemployment? And according to the New York Department of Labor website, absent a valid request for accommodation, those workers will not be able to collect unemployment. Because these are workplaces where an employer has a compelling interest in such a mandate, especially if they already require other immunizations. So basically what that means is unless you have a religious exemption or a medical exemption, you can't get unemployment benefits. Now, this is a mess. You know, by the way, you know, when you hear all these people are vaccinated, I only trust the health department numbers. I don't trust some of the numbers I'm seeing overall because a lot of people have fake cards. There have been, I don't know how many thousands of fake cards, maybe millions, that flooded the that flooded, I guess, the market early on, and people have them. Now, you could go to jail, apparently. You could be criminally prosecuted. Somebody catches you with a fake card, which is such a this isn't the 40s. This is, 2021. But sadly, you know, there are people that, you know, want to, shall we say, defraud. Look, I'm for you guys getting a medical exemption if you qualify or a religious exemption, but don't be doing fraudulent vaccine cards because it really messes up the system for us. But, there's this panic that people have if they really don't want to be injected with something. And so, I'm mixed. I am anti-mandate. I think the mandate's a mistake. I'm pro-vaccine, anti-mandate. But when it comes to the unemployment benefits, that's where it starts to get tricky. You know, we have a situation where if somebody truly is feeling like they're being forced and they are losing their constitutional rights or their constitutional sovereignty and being able to make decisions for their own body, I think they have a right to refuse the shot. But then how long are they going to collect unemployment? You know, we have a very, very crappy system right now that if you get fired from one job in that industry, another industry might not take you. If all hospitals are on board, like let's say you're licensed in New York. Well, if this mandate is extending to every single hospital, every single long-term care facility, then you're out of a job. So you're stuck. And then what, you don't eat? So this is a mess. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. According to Aaron Silk, a spokesperson for New York's Department of Health, said it's up to employers to develop a plan for implementation of the mandate and what happens if employees do not comply. Their plans could include termination. So you see what the government did? The government didn't want to make it look like that they are the ones that are mandating. Instead, they mandated employers to do something about it. And so, obviously, when you tell employers, okay, you need to come up with a mandate, then how is that not the government? Well, I'm being told now that there is a vaccine enforcement mechanism included in the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better bill by Biden. And it will increase fines on employers to run as high as $70,000 for serious infractions, $700,000 for willful or repeated violations if you don't, I guess, mandate the vaccine. So in the 2400 Build Back Better bill, on page 168, it will allow a tenfold increase in fines for businesses with 100 or more employees that willfully and repeatedly violate a section of labor law that deals with workplace hazards. The increased fines on employers could go as high as $70,000 and $700,000 for repeated. The sum can be applied to every instance of a violation, meaning if you have 100 employees, multiply that by the $700,000. If enacted into law, the fines could rapidly bankrupt companies whose employees are not vaccinated, in effect forcing businesses to comply with Biden's inoculation drive. This is according to Daily Mail. This comes after the Occupational Safety and Health Administration published an emergency COVID-19 rule in the Federal Register this summer, added COVID-19 to a list of possible workplace hazards for healthcare employment. Now, Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet announced when the House will vote on this, but there's so much stuff in this bill. And I guess people of a couple news outlets, not everybody, are just trying to comb through every piece of every paragraph or sentence or word to see what else is hidden in there. So if you have a company, that now you're scared of the government. And if you're scared of the government and you don't want to be bankrupt, you turn around and beat on your employees. And again, listen, you know, and some people like Dr. Dahlia, I don't get this over public health. People have to be vaccinated so they don't spread the virus. Vaccinated people spread the virus too. Convince me of something else, people. I get it. The more unvaccinated we have, the longer this COVID pandemic can persist. But here's the thing. Then you should be advocating for vaccines to get to these other countries where the COVID is, you know, ravaging through. I mean, if you are really about herd immunity, donate the shots that people don't want in America to these other countries. No, just about the shot. And for those of you who are like, look, you know, I got my shots, I'm good. I don't want to get the booster, but I'm good. You're not good. Any week now, somebody from the Biden administration is going to say you're under-vaccinated. Your immunity has waned. Any day now, somebody's going to say your vaccination has waned. I don't care if you got the vaccine last December, January. You're now an unvaccinated. Which means businesses... I mean, it's not as simple as just show us your papers for the first set of vaccines. It's now, wait a second, okay, did you also get your boosters? And what if somebody starts to have an allergic reaction the third time around? And then they have to, you know, sift through the medical exemptions, the religious exemptions. This is a big burden on businesses, and vaccinated people can spread the virus. That's why we're back in masks. Because vaccinated people can spread it, and vaccinated people can get sick. So vaccinated people can get sick with COVID, maybe not to the same degree as unvaccinated, but we just had a vaccinated couple die in Michigan. Fully vaccinated. Facebook frame and all. May they rest in peace. It just these moves don't make any sense. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton from yesterday's questioning of military leaders about the Afghan withdrawal debacle.
General Milley, it's your testimony that you recommended 2,500 troops approximately stay in Afghanistan?
Yes, my assessment was back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that.
General McKenzie, do you share that assessment?
Senator, I do share that assessment.
President Biden last month in an interview with George Stephanopoulos said that no military leader advised him to leave a small troop presence in Afghanistan. Did these officer and General Miller's recommendations get to the president personally?
They're not going to provide what they recommended in confidence.
Questioning of military leaders continues in Washington today. USA Radio News. Project Dynamo, a group getting Americans and Afghan green card holders out of Afghanistan, are reporting a U.S.-bound charter plane carrying over 100 Afghan evacuees, including Americans, was being held Tuesday at a United Arab Emirates airport after its landing rights were revoked. A Biden administration official told Reuters that it typically takes time to verify the manifests of charter planes before clearing them to land in the United States. Home prices are looking good for homeowners. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Home prices keep soaring. The latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index shows a nearly 20% jump over July of last year. It's the fourth straight month the index has set a new high. Phoenix leading the list of 20 cities with a 32% jump in home prices. San Diego and Seattle rounding out the top three. All 20 cities measured by the index posted home price increases in July.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Moss, I can't pronounce his name, wants to know, how can you tell if an employee is faking they have COVID? I've had one that's called out three times this summer. Oh, well, okay, I don't know about the COVID fakers. That's a good question. Sorry if I messed up your name. Keep the questions coming. By the way, guys, you could email your questions at drdahlia@hotmail.com. You could call in to 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You could Twitter us at Dr. Dahlia or Facebook Dr. Dahlia Show. Just don't Instagram your questions. The problem with my Instagram is the mail is just full of these creeps that are saying, hello, can I be your sugar daddy? I'm not reading my Instagram mail, so sorry about that. But you could definitely, you know, do it on Facebook and Twitter. Okay, so some of you might have employees that keep saying you have COVID. They have COVID. Well, you don't have to pay for their, you don't have to pay for their leave. If they think they've been exposed or they think they have COVID and they're sneezing and coughing, and I know people where every week or two they feel like they have something. I wouldn't necessarily say they're faking. But as an employer, you do have to let people isolate, even if they're vaccinated. So if you have a vaccinated individual that has a runny nose or diarrhea or nausea or a cough or any of the symptoms, according to the CDC website, they still need to isolate because vaccinated people can still get COVID. So it's obviously concerning to people because somebody can be off work almost every day of the year. I mean, I have bad allergies. It's really dusty where I'm at and very smoky because of the wildfires from California. So every morning, my nose runs. Well, if I want it to be by the book, and if I wake up each day and I read the CDC guidelines, and I am so worried about my coworkers, I'm in a studio by myself, so I don't have coworkers, but let's say I worked at a place. I would go on the CC West and go, oh, no, I have a runny nose. I have nasal congestion. I can have COVID. I better isolate. So you have some people that are just so, you know, concerned, maybe even paranoid, that they might be really honestly calling out because they don't want to spread it. And by the way, they could be vaccinated also. I mean, I'm vaccinated. But if I get a fever, I should isolate. Which, by the way, you know, it isn't all about COVID. If I have a fever, I could be spreading flu. If I have a fever, I could be if I have diarrhea or nausea, I better not get on a Carnival cruise line, whether it's COVID or not, because I could have norovirus. So anybody who's feeling sick or feeling like they're getting sick or have something, they're going to call out. The problem employers have, and I get it, for anybody who, you know, has staff, is it's almost impossible to control the call-outs. Even before COVID, people were calling out left and right. I am so glad I live in the West and not in the East, because for me, I watch every Sunday night football game. Right? Waiting all day for Sunday night. So, man, Sunday I am watching football. But because I live in Nevada, football ends at 8:35. Maybe if the game goes into overtime, 8:45, maybe 9. Yet if you're back east, you're not going to bed till midnight 1. So Monday call-outs are big. Super Bowl, the Monday after Super Bowl is a big day for call-outs. Christmas time, winter time is a big day for call-outs, or a big time for call-outs. So, you know, as an employer, I can't tell you how many times I could almost predict the day. I go, we're going to have a bunch of people call out. The day after Valentine's Day, even though I don't like Valentine's Day, I think it's the worst holiday of the year. I'm not a big fan of Valentine's Day because it's just a no-win situation for any, you know, boyfriend out there that, you know, tries to give a gift. You know, either they forget or the gift, you know, they buy flowers and somebody at work gets a $200 bouquet, so it completely shadows your $100 bouquet. It's just a mess. Valentine's Day. But if Valentine's is smack in the middle of a work week, a lot of people call out that next day. Oh, St. Patrick's Day. The day after St. Patrick's Day is another huge day. The day after Cinco de Mayo, Seis de Mayo, a lot of people call out. So, you know, I can almost predict the days where there's going to be a lot of call-outs. But when it comes to COVID, you as an employer, you could be in a lot of trouble if you don't let somebody call out who thinks they've been exposed to COVID. So the question the caller had is, you know, what do you do? What do you do if they fake? Well, in the olden days, you could get a doctor's note, right? Get a doctor's note. Because, you know, people call out, this is before COVID, get a doctor's note so we know that, you know, you're sick, if you were really sick, then go to a doctor. That's not very practical because going to a doctor is expensive. And now what people will do is go to their telemedicine. Telemedicine has made, you know, work notes now almost free. I think for me, my telemedicine is absolutely free. If I use them, I have no copay. So if I needed a work note, I could go on to telemedicine, say hi, I needed to call out because of X, Y, and Z, and then I get a work note. So getting a work note, because how does the telemedicine doctor know they're not lying? Somebody calls up saying, yeah, I had a headache, I had to call in. Okay, you had a headache. For me, though, as a telemedicine doctor, which I know isn't very popular, I'm like, okay, why did you call out? Well, I have diarrhea, I have a cough, I had some congestion, but I feel better now. I go, well, did you get a COVID test? No. Well, don't go back until you know you have COVID. I could write you a note, but I can't write you clearing you to go back to work tomorrow because you could have COVID. And then they're like, oh, man. So you got to be careful. For those of you that are calling out, don't call out, say you have diarrhea. I used to always do that. In fact, I told you guys the best excuse, this was pre-COVID, the best excuse you could give a boss for calling out so you don't get fired is you had diarrhea, because nobody would lie about that. Who would lie about having diarrhea? So I told you guys that's like the best thing to do. That's what I used to do if I had to call out. You know, and they're like, okay, you know what? I don't need the proof. Also, when you have diarrhea, it's really hard to go to the doctor. Like, but I couldn't go to the doctor for a note because I had diarrhea and I had to be in the bathroom. So my boss would be like, I don't need the note. It's fine. Now, if you say that, we need to know that you don't have norovirus or coronavirus or some other infectious agent that could spread around the workplace. So the answer to your question is you can't tell if somebody's faking. You can't. A vaccinated individual who has been exposed to COVID can still work, but a vaccinated individual who has any signs or symptoms of COVID has to isolate. So even if you have vaccinated workers, unvaccinated or vaccinated. Now, I'm not exactly sure what the new rules are in terms of vaccinated people needing to quarantine. I thought that they were allowed one 10-day stint or one 2-week stint of quarantining that was paid. But if somebody's trying to quarantine or isolate throughout the year, then you quarantine if you were exposed. You isolate if you're sick. That's kind of the difference. So basically, vaccinated individuals don't necessarily have to quarantine. I mean, until somebody goes, wait a second, your immunity waned, so you're under-vaccinated now. But I know, it's confusing. Guys, it's confusing. But for any business owner that's having trouble with all the call-outs, I don't have an answer. That's why we have a labor shortage. But what is interesting and a phenomenon we're seeing is those people who really want to work are working. Those people who call out a lot because they don't want to work, they aren't getting the jobs. Which means if you have somebody who really wants to work and is calling out, they're probably then one of the honest ones. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Upper tract urothelial cancer is a rare and difficult to treat cancer, occurring in the lining of the kidneys or ureters. An estimated 6 to 7,000 Americans are diagnosed with the disease each year, which most commonly affects men over the age of 70.
Low-grade UTUC, or LGUTUC, is typically not as aggressive and slower to spread, but it is a serious condition that will worsen if left untreated. Treatment often involves multiple surgeries and the removal of the entire kidney, which may lead to long-term issues and complications for this older patient population. It's best to speak to a physician about available options, including a non-surgical treatment approach that may help spare the kidney. Carl Domas has been living with LGUTUC since 2020.
It's important to stay informed and understand that kidney removal may not be your only option. I am so happy that I spoke to my doctor and would encourage others living with LGUTUC to do the same so they can learn about associated risk factors and best maintain their urological health.
September is Urology Awareness Month. It's important to identify symptoms and talk to your doctor today. Sponsored by Urogen.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this is a little frightening. Apparently a man has died of rabies. And he got rabies not because he was playing coochie-coochie-coo with the neighbor's dog that was unvaccinated, but because he woke up with a bat clinging to his neck. I mean, this is something you would see in a Halloween movie. I mean, this is just frightening as heck. So the man was from Lake County, Illinois. and he was bit on the neck in mid-August. Now, Illinois has not had a rabies death, I guess, since 1954. And I know some of you are like, well, maybe somebody doesn't know. They are. Trust me, they're looking. I mean, we've been looking for rabies for the longest time. That's definitely nothing new. And the department announced that the man was in his 80s. I mean, to live all those decades, to be that kind of strong and have that longevity, and it be a bat that takes you out, that's just horrible. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed the diagnosis after the man started having symptoms associated with rabies. We talked about this: neck pain, headache, difficulty controlling his limbs, slurred speech, numbness in his extremities. And rabies, you know, it has about 100% mortality rate, or I'm sorry, if untreated. I mean, it is not, it's not a good virus to have. This is why I told you guys I'm kind of scared of viruses. And I don't really get scared about a lot of things. I mean, the chocolate shortage, you're right, the chocolate shortage. Yeah, sorry about that. But other than that, I'm really not scared of a lot of things. You know, I'm pretty tough. Had a house, you know, with a fire, assault, things like that. Things, you know, things have happened to me. I think I'm kind of tough. No, there's something else I fear. Hold on, no. It's worse than the chocolate shortage. There's something else that spiders. Yeah, I'm scared of spiders. Yeah, okay. I've been bit by spiders. That's why. I used to not be scared of spiders. I would play with the bugs. I would, even though it's not a bug, it's an arachnid, but, you know, I would do bug collections for biology and things like that. But when that spider bit me in my sleep, infection consumed most of my leg. That was scary. So I live in Nevada. Apparently we had some bats that tested positive. Not necessarily a person who got sick, but apparently the Nevada Department of Agriculture, or in your respective state, the Department of Agriculture, will test bats. And then they will see if a bat has rabies. And then if it does, they will urge everybody. Now, they will urge everybody to use caution. They also, depending on your state mandate, will urge you to get your dogs, your cats, your ferrets up to date on the rabies vaccine. I live in Nevada, so all dogs, cats, and ferrets have to be rabies vaccinated. And then boosters are needed every 3 years. Humans can also get a vaccine if they work a lot with animals. So rabies, how rabies gets you, is you get bit and the virus immediately tries to find a nerve. And then it follows that nerve up to the spinal cord and brain. Dogs are the most common animal to transmit the virus to humans because dogs are the closest to humans. You know, and a lot of people have dogs. But it more commonly infects bats, coyotes, raccoons, skunks, jackals, mongooses, and foxes. So even though most people will say, oh yeah, it's a rabid dog, dogs aren't the most common. I think bats are way higher. But usually we aren't around bats. But here's my problem. There's bats in my neighborhood. Well, it's interesting. I was walking the dog, and this woman starts running down the street with her dog. Bat! There's a bat! There's a bat! And she's running. And I'm like, girlfriend, this bat's... there's another bat! And she's like, ah! And she's running and taking cover. And at first, you know, me and my dog, you know, my dog looked at me going, you know what? I thought you were, you know, a little out there, mom, but she looks out there. But then I was like, wait a second. Bats do carry rabies. And if a bat has rabies, the bat's not going to be thinking so clearly. So if this rabies virus crawls up the nerve and then it gets up into the brain and spinal cord, you get agitated. And so an animal will hypersalivate and will be agitated. That's why in all the Disney cartoons, these animals had googly eyes. They were foaming at the mouth. Well, I don't know if it was a Disney cartoon. I just remember growing up, there was some, I don't know, I guess a dog that was, I guess they would teach you to stay away from a dog that was foaming at the mouth and looking all grumpy. And they get that way because the infection went to the brain. So it could be a friendly dog. This is why a lot of people, you know, this is why you have to vaccinate your own pets, because your pet that has rabies turns on you. I mean, have you ever fed your animal a treat and then you tried to pick it up because they were making a mess? What did they do? I had a dog. The dog never barked mean at all to me. But she was starting to bury her bone, and when I went to try to get the bone, what came out of her mouth, I mean, it was kind of like, you know, like venom. And I'm like, where did that come from? Where is that? Just a bone? Really? You're going to attack your mama? You're going to be mad at your mama over a stupid bone? Yeah. Yeah. They do. Some of them, they do. So the virus affects the central nervous system. It could be fatal. Once the symptoms appear, it's most likely too late. So when the virus, there's stages. There's the incubation period. So the incubation period is the time it takes from exposure until symptoms to show. So for rabies, it could be anywhere from a few days to years. I mean, how many times was I scratched by an animal? But if the rabies virus moves, hides out, doesn't do much, moves a little bit more, hides out, no, it could take a while. Average person, it could be a few weeks for the incubation period. I don't even remember what I did last Saturday, let alone a few weeks ago. During the incubation period, the patient may not know they're infected, so they don't seek help. Then you got the prodrome. The prodrome is where you have pain at the site of the bite, your muscle is sore, fever, headache, anxiety, malaise, nausea, vomiting, sore throat, cough. Yeah, so you think you have COVID, right? Numbness, tingling, burning. Those symptoms can last anywhere from 2 to 10 days. Then you have the acute neurological phase, where as the brain and spinal cord are becoming infected, you get anxiety, agitation, poor sleep, loss of sex drive, sometimes prolonged erections, hallucinations, photophobia, problem with light, paralysis, muscle rigidity, convulsions, muscle twitching. You might have trouble breathing or swallowing. And what's very interesting is you have a fear of water. People with rabies fear water. They might not even want to drink water. That's one way to tell if your animal might have it, because he doesn't want to drink his water. Then you can go into a coma within a week, die. So treatment. We do have vaccines. 4 or 5 vaccines are given over the next few weeks to stimulate the immune system. And then if there is, there's immunoglobulin that we give also to kind of bind to the virus and prevent it from replicating. And then if there is an animal that you are concerned about, they are going to be watched and observed for about 10 days. And so prevention is staying away from animals, staying away from bats, vaccinating your pets. I taught you guys something. Look at that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.